Some other news. The country's biggest banks are in much better shape than before the financial crisis, at least according to the Federal Reserve's third round of so-called stress tests, NPR's Dan Bobkoff reports.
The tests simulate a nightmare scenario. How would the banks fare if unemployment topped 12%, stock prices were cut in half, and housing values fell 20%? We all know what happened 5 years ago when a crisis was more than hypothetical. During the stress test scenario, only one of the 18 largest banks would not have been able to survive on its own. That's based on current capital and past dividends. The outlier was Ally Financial. Karen Petru is with Federal Financial Analytics.
The biggest banks are a lot stronger than they were before the crisis, and they're getting stronger still.
In a statement, Federal Reserve Governor Daniel Tarullo said the tests are a tool to gauge the resiliency of the financial sector, and he commended the increase in both quality and quantity of bank capital during the past 4 years. Next week, the Fed looks at what the banks actually want to do, like issue dividends or new shares. Petru says then the Fed will come back and give each bank a yay or nay on its plans.
And that's what the corner office at each one of these banks is desperate to know.
Those results come out next Thursday. Dan Bobkoff, NPR News, New York.